Hey, my friend, welcome along to the Medicinal Chef's Nutrition Nuggets podcast, helping you get clarity on nutrition. I'm Dale Pinnock, the Medicinal Chef, best-selling author, nutritionist, and creator of Nutrition Coaching Monthly. Every week here in the podcast, I'm going to be answering your questions and discussing key topics around the field of nutrition to help give you clarity and to expand your knowledge. Hey folks, how are you doing? Hope everyone is well and that you're starting to enjoy this better weather. I'm sat here in my office now looking out the window. The sun's out, there's not a cloud in the sky. I've got quite a few things starting to sprout in the garden. It's all looking and feeling very, very nice. So with this week's podcast, I wanted to address something that a lot of people struggle with. A lot of people that are kind of new to eating healthier, that are new to making these kind of commitments, start to struggle with. And that is actually making their good intentions last, actually making these things last and turning a few goals into an actual change of lifestyle and long-term change in habits. And I think really there can be three keys to help you do this and to help you maintain these changes for life and to actually make them attainable and achievable and realistic. So I'm going to go through these three things. Make sure you get in touch. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you've used to actually kind of keep on track. These three things. The first is remember your why. Okay, remember your why. Now, for most people that actually decide to take the leap, for those people that actually decide that they want to make a change in their life, this isn't just something that gradually appears. Very often, in 98% of cases, this comes because they reach a crunch point. They'll reach a point where either they're just sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, or they may get a shock diagnosis. They may discover some kind of health problem that appears out of nowhere. They might just take a look in the mirror one day and think, mate, things have got to change. You've got to do something. Whatever it is, generally, most people have a crisis point. For me, it was my skin, it was my acne issues that drove me into nutrition and eating better. You reach a point where you decide enough is enough. I'm going to take action. I'm going to do something for myself to turn things around, whether it's that you want to lose weight or lower your cholesterol or reduce your chances of degenerative disease, whatever it is, whatever's driving your commitment, I imagine for most of you, something would have actually given you that crunch moment. And in that moment is a lot of emotion. Trust me, there is a lot of emotion, especially if it's negative things that have driven you to actually make the decision. And when I say negative things, what I mean is, you know, if it is that case, like you look in the mirror and you decide, no, things have got to change, or you've just come back from the doctors with blood test results that you really weren't expecting, whatever, there's generally going to be a lot of emotion there. And this can be your greatest ally. The emotion actually drove you to kind of slam your fist down and say, that's it, enough's enough. That can be your greatest ally in all of this. A lot of us, so many of us, just kind of run away from these very, very powerful emotions and these things that are potentially painful. My God, I've done it umpteen times. I've done it so many times. And in the long term, it sets you up for failure, and it can actually lead to some very, very unhealthy habits and cause a lot more pain down the line. But if you actually use these emotions as tools for transformation and tools for change, then you know you can experience some drastic changes and improvements in your life. So whenever you feel your motivation starting to flag, whenever you feel yourself getting on track, try and remember the emotions that you felt at that time. Take yourself back to that moment that actually drove you to make this decision in the first place. Those things that actually stirred you to make change and the emotions that were there, the power of those emotions, how they made you feel. Chances are they were pretty rough. And that's a good thing because that will actually catapult you into change. And that becomes your why. You know, those feelings become your why. That's the reason that you actually decided to make this change. And if you remember your why, and you always have that why in the front of your mind, that will carry you through and that will help you to make serious, serious long-term change, because nothing motivates us more than the avoidance of pain. It's just hardwired into the human condition. We want to avoid pain at all costs, and nothing will do that faster. Nothing will actually, kind of catapult you forward more effectively than the avoidance of pain. So remember those emotions. Remember the things that you felt right at the beginning and use those to keep your commitment on track. So that's the first one, remembering your why. The second thing that I think is really, really useful for anyone that's very, very new to eating healthier or is just at the beginning of their journey, they've just kind of made this commitment to themselves, is just change one thing at a time. Especially, if you go on social media and you read some of these people's incredible stories, they're like, oh yeah, I just gave up everything overnight and I went from living on Stella and McDonald's and now I just eat kale and green smoothies and look at what happened. No one goes through that. I mean, there's probably about 1% of the population that can just change everything overnight like that. But it takes a special kind of person to just completely let go of all your old habits and never let them kind of interrupt you or get in the way ever again. For most of us, it takes time to adjust and we have to do it in a realistic manner. So I say to people, change one thing. Think of one thing that you can change that's taken you a step closer to your goal or your desired outcome. It could be like, you know what, I'm not going to drink fizzy drinks anymore. I'm going to drink water instead. It could be, I'm going to make sure that I have a good side salad with at least one of my meals every day. I'm going to snack on fresh fruit between meals. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be earth-shattering. It doesn't have to be this massive step into the abyss. It just needs to be one thing that you know that you can do. One thing that you know that you can actually execute. One thing that you can do without too much discomfort. And just repeat it every single day, every single day. Just keep doing that thing, keep doing that thing. And once that becomes the norm, once you're like, well, yeah, this is pretty easy, then move the goalposts a little bit. It's like, right, okay, I'm going to carry on doing that, but I'm going to bring something else in. I'm going to make sure I have one home-cooked meal a day. I'm going to make sure that I swap my white carbohydrates for brown. Whatever. You know, there's not any kind of exhaustive prescriptive list. It's just whatever you feel that you can achieve in small bites. And the same thing, once that becomes the norm, move the goalposts a little bit. Find something else that you can do. Now, on the face of it, this might kind of seem a little bit like baby steps. But when you look back after 6 or 12 months, you've created significant change in your lifestyle. And you've done it in a way that's been easy, that's been manageable, that's been sustainable, achievable. It's not like some kind of huge, tumultuous journey. It's actually just a very, very simple, gradual change in patterns and behaviors. You're swapping old patterns for new ones. And it's as simple as that. Just change one thing. Once that becomes the norm, change something else. Change something else. Keep going. Keep going. And when you look back, you'll see how far you've really, really come. And then the third thing, really, it's going to be a bit of a no shit Sherlock kind of moment. And I'm really not sort of trying to be patronizing at all. It's just something that a lot of people kind of overlook. And that's really, really getting organized. Really get organized when you actually make this commitment to yourself. This can take many guises, obviously, but one of the big ones is actually plan your meals. Plan your meals for the week, Monday to Friday. I mean, yeah, chill out a bit at the weekend. Don't worry too much. But Monday to Friday, plan your meals. Plan your evening meals. Plan your lunches as well, if you can, if you've got the inclination. But plan your meals. Decide what you're going to have. Then make a shopping list to cover everything that's on that plan. Go shopping and only shop the list. So what you're doing there is you're minimizing your risk for deviation. By actually planning the meals, you're already a step ahead. You're not kind of at the mercy of whim. You know, sometimes after a long day, you're like, oh, you know what? That pizza looks banging. I'm going to go for that. If you've actually got things in place where you know what you're having, you know what's coming, you're slightly more in control than if it's just left to chance. Also, the whole thing of making the shopping list and only shopping the list, that means that you've got everything on hand. So you don't have to sit there and think, oh, God, I've got to go to the shop and get that. No, I'm not going to bother with this. Everything's there. Everything's there waiting for you. And only shopping the list, you're cutting out the crap that can actually lead to temptation. If you've not got like a cupboard full of chocolate biscuits or rubbish snack foods, you ain't going to eat them because they're not there. So that's the first part. The second part of getting organized is obviously making life easy for yourself. Planning ahead and prepping ahead can really, really save your skin. I mean, for lunches, for example, you could cook like pots of, you know, things like brown rice, quinoa, whole grain pasta, whatever. You could bulk cook some of that, divide that out into three or four boxes, and you can get these little lunch boxes now from, not lunch boxes, almost like, well, yeah, little kind of click top lunch boxes from any of the main supermarkets. Get four or five of those, portion those staples out among those, bung them in the fridge. And then, like the night before or the morning, you can add your salad bits, your cooked proteins, whatever to it, and you've got your lunch. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, job done. And then the big one, this one saves so many people's skin. It's ridiculous. And this is one that obviously we used a lot on Eat Shop Save. And that is batch cooking. Batch cooking can be your best friend when you are busy. And batch cooking really is, as the name implies, if you've got a little bit of spare time, say if it's, I don't know, like an hour or two on a Sunday afternoon. Or for me, Wednesday nights, because Wednesday nights is the most boring TV ever known to man. And generally, I'm always at a bit of a loose end. That's when I tend to do it. Cook a big, you know, start to cook your favourites. You know, it could be curries, chilies, stews, whatever. But cook three, four, five times more than you normally would. And then divide that into individual portions. You can buy the little takeaway containers from supermarkets as well. Divide it into individual single portions and freeze them. So what you're starting to do is actually stockpile your own healthy ready meals. You've got that convenience factor of a ready-made meal, but you've made it yourself. You've been able to control what's in it. You know that it's healthy. You know that it's going to taste good. All you need to do is first thing in the morning, before you go to work, take one out of the freezer, leave it on the side. That'll defrost like throughout the day. Come home from work, bang it in the microwave, open a bag of salad, job done. Really doesn't need to be difficult. So that kind of organization really can help to keep you on track as well. Okay, so there we go. Those are my three tips for lasting change when you make a commitment to eating healthier. Remember your why. Remember the reason that drove you to make the change in the first place. Feel the emotions that are there and let those emotions push you through it, because those emotions are powerful and they can move you. Number two, change one thing at a time. Just make one simple change. Once that becomes the norm, and once you've been doing it every day, make another change, and then another, and then another. Then you look back over 12 months, your lifestyle has changed quite drastically. And then the final thing is just get organized. Get on top of it. Make sure you've got everything you need for the meals that you've planned. Do some batch cooking, do some pre-prepping, and you'll find that this commitment to healthier living and healthier eating is actually quite easy. So my friends, until next time, I shall see you later. If nutrition is something that you are fascinated by, if it's something that you want to know more about and you want to kind of get into the nitty gritty and into more of the detail, then I run a monthly nutrition school called Nutrition Coaching Monthly. This is where every single month I go live. I teach you in depth. Different subject matter each month. I mean, we've covered things like immunity, like managing inflammation with diet, managing chronic fatigue, these kind of things, and really get into the nitty gritty. We explore all the anatomy, the physiology, the biochemistry, but at a level that won't bamboozle you. To give you an idea, our members range from doctors and nutritionists through to high school students and, you know, retired hairdressers. There's everything in between. It's such a cross-section of people. So the information is delivered in a way that anyone can actually get benefit from it, regardless of background. And it's an interactive platform, so you can ask me questions, get to know your fellow students, fellow members. We've got members from all over the globe. They're a fascinating bunch. As soon as our live session's finished, the recording of the live session gets put into your members area and it becomes like an archive that grows every single month that you can come back to again and again and again. It becomes your personal learning resource. Just head over to my website, themedicinalchef.co.uk. Go to online programs and you'll see it there. Nutrition Coaching Monthly. Until next time, my friends, take care.